Welcome, welcome to our show.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Why don't you just start by introducing yourself?
Welcome to the program. Can I get a pew-pew for the fans?
No idea what that means.
Welcome to your fantasy.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. Absolutely incredible show. You're so lucky to be listening to me. Well, as you are every day when you do listen. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget, we're on all these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290, the sturdy 1430, and download that River Network app and then click River Talk. So much to get to this morning. I don't even know where to begin. We've got the issue with the homeless in Wheeling, and now it's gotten so bad that even the failing newspaper, the Unintelligencer, billionaire Bob's newspaper, billionaire, he inherited the money, of course, even they're agreeing with me. Finally, they're getting up to speed. So I want to talk with you about that. Also, the village of Shadyside. The question really is, how corrupt is the village of Shadyside? The village council, how corrupt is this? Now they've got this issue there. I read the story, and I actually couldn't even believe what I was reading regarding the village of Shadyside. The politicians there are upset because the citizens of Shadyside want transparency. They want to know what the hell's going on with Shadyside government. And you might think to yourself, well, that's a reasonable request. Oh, no, no, no. Not to the people who run the village of Shadyside. They're really upset that they're getting FOIA requests in Ohio. I think it's called Open Records Law or Sunshine Law or something like that. But essentially, the citizens in every state have the right to demand to see what the hell their government has been doing. And they're called Freedom of Information Act requests, although in Ohio, I think it's a different name. Anyway, long story short, the village of Shadyside is really upset that the citizens are asking for transparency. There have been about 15, according to the newspaper story, about 15 FOIA requests just since December. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, why doesn't the village of Shadyside simply honor the requests and let people know what the hell that they're doing? No, the village of Shadyside is going on and on about, oh, this is too difficult to be transparent, to let people know what we're doing, so here's what we're going to do instead. We're going to publish their names. Anyone who sends us a FOIA request, it's public record, which it is, so we're going to publish their names. We're going to be transparent by publishing the names of the people who want us to be transparent. That's the village of Shadyside. So we'll get to that this morning as well. Also, East Ohio Regional Hospital, the latest news. It's just, oh, God, these poor people. It remained unclear Monday whether employees of East Ohio Regional Hospital should expect to be paid today. And that's according to the Unintelligencer. And it's heartbreaking stuff, I got to tell you. It's heartbreaking stuff. And the owner of the hospital, Dr. Doc Johnson, I guess to his friends, apparently, from what I gather, there's no indication when or if this is going to happen. I want to stress, I do not have any inside information on this. I do not. I'm simply talking about what the newspapers and the other local media has been covering, mostly the newspaper. And it's really bad stuff. And yesterday, and I'll say it again today, I'll say it all week, if you are an employee of East Ohio Regional Hospital and you now no longer have any health insurance, please, please, please consider talking with my client, my dear Serena Heckathorn, who is Health Markets Insurance Agency. I also use her. She is the best. Her offices are all geared up to handle the expected rush of people from East Ohio Regional Hospital, the employees who need health insurance, who need dental insurance, who need insurance for their prescription drugs, who need also life insurance. A lot of people don't realize that, and I didn't realize either until I talked with Michaela, the manager of the St. Clairsville office for health markets, that when you get fired, if you have life insurance with your employer, sometimes you're not allowed to take that with you. When they terminate you, they terminate your life insurance. A lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that. And so that might be the case. Again, I don't know with East Ohio Regional Hospital, but it might be the case. All the more reason to talk with Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency. They have two offices. I'll give you the phone numbers a little bit later on this morning, but it's Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn. She is gold, and they are now geared up, both offices, to handle the rush of people they anticipate from East Ohio Regional Hospital needing health insurance. And it's not limited to East Ohio Regional Hospital. If you've lost your job or you just need some sort of low-cost health insurance, they can help you. The consultation is free. You sit there for an hour, hour and a half, whatever it takes. You tell them your needs, your prescription drugs, your this, your that, whatever, and they will tell you all the different plans that are available to you. And then if you choose one of those plans, they will fill out all the paperwork for you. That might not sound like a big deal, but have you ever tried filling out insurance forms online? Oh, my word. You have no idea the service that Serena Heckathorn provides. Serena Heckathorn Health Insurance, Health Markets Insurance, I should say. And they're just absolutely, absolutely the best. The other thing with this East Ohio Regional Hospital, and the media is really downplaying this. In fact, I think purposely ignoring this. The owner is this guy, Dr. John Johnson. And he's apparently having all sorts of, you know, financial problems here, according to the media anyway. None of the news reports that I've read let the listener know or the viewer know or the reader know that Dr. John Johnson owns another big property here in the Upper Ohio Valley, the Wheeling Pitt Building, the corner of 12th and Market. They were going to have lofts or some such thing, and they hired some construction company or whatever to create this, and nothing's been happening for several years. And I've been talking about it from time to time, going, hey, shouldn't somebody be looking into this? Shouldn't somebody, like, you know, oh, I don't know, how about Wheeling City Council be taking a look at this? The city of Wheeling forced its taxpayers to pay for yet another useless empty parking garage. This one on Market, and it's supposedly to help offset the problems with the Wheeling Pitt building that is owned by Dr. Johnson, except the new parking garage is not connected to the Wheeling Pitt building. So even if you had an apartment, a loft, whatever, at the Wheeling Pitt building, you would still have to walk outside to get to your car, because the parking garage that the city of Wheeling built using taxpayer money is not connected to the Wheeling Pitt building. So it's another white elephant parking garage to go along with the other white elephant, which is the Robert C. Byrd Intermodal Center parking garage that, according to former mayor Glenn Elliott, is usually empty. Usually empty. Homeless people sometimes camp out there. So now we've got a second useless thing. And the owner of East Ohio Regional Hospital is the same guy who owns the Wheeling Pitt building. And if he does not have enough money to pay his employees at East Ohio Regional Hospital, what are the odds that we're ever going to see anything with the Wheeling Pitt building? But in the meantime, the geniuses, Wheeling City Council, spent God knows how many tens of millions of dollars to build yet another useless empty parking garage. It never ends here. It just never ends. Honestly, the stupidity of these people is, and the incompetence of these people is absolutely breathtaking. I mean, truly, it's absolutely breathtaking. You sit back and go, they can't be this dumb. They can't be this inept. And yet here we are. Again. It's honestly, it's astonishing to me. It's absolutely astonishing. So maybe now I've shamed the local media into saying, hey, you know, maybe we need to take another look at that Wheeling Pitt building. And now the Wheeling City Council members would have to go, oh, yeah, I guess we need to have some questions answered here, because apparently the guy doesn't have any money. If he can't pay employees at Wheeling, East Ohio Regional Hospital, how's he going to pay for this renovation for the Wheeling Pit building? And again, City of Wheeling has already built this useless parking garage that's not even connected to these Wheeling Pit lofts. Again, it's either stupidity or incompetence, probably both. And you, the taxpayer, are paying for this. And the media is not even pointing it out. I will bet you your last dollar, this is the first you've heard of this. Think about that. It took me, Dimitri, some high school graduate talking into a microphone a few days a week, telling you this stuff. The media in the Valley should be all over this. It's like, what, is this the same Dr. Johnson who owns the Wheeling Pit building? No wonder nothing's been happening there for years. Meanwhile, we built this stupid parking garage that's empty. It's insane. All of it is just absolutely insane. So we're going to talk about that as well. And also, I've got some great audio clips for you, including this one from Elon Musk in his interview with Larry Kudlow. There's a ragtag group of Marxist misfits here in the Valley that get together and march up and down a few streets with signs saying that Elon Musk is a Nazi and he's got to be deported and Trump is terrible and this, that, and the other. And they do this about once a week. Local media loves it because all the local media hates Trump. But they never explain why they are so upset with Elon Musk and his Doge project uncovering fraud and waste in the federal government. And, well, here's just one example. This might be an indicator of why they're so upset that you're finally going to get the truth.
The outcry is from the Democrats who are, they don't want the waste and fraud to be turned off because it is a gigantic magnet to attract illegal immigrants and have them stay in the country. I mean, you see some of the crazy stuff, like where money from FEMA, you know, which is meant, FEMA is an agency that's meant to take care of Americans in distress. And a bunch of their money was being sent to pay for luxury hotels in New York for illegal immigrants. And that was happening even after the president was elected, even after he signed an executive order saying that needs to stop. So we actually made sure that money did stop going, because it's obviously outrageous that American taxpayer money is spent on luxury hotels for illegals. But you have to say, like, why was that being done? It was because the Democrats are trying to import voters, basically.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. And that's also why there's no voter ID needed. In fact, in California and New York State, you're not allowed to show voter ID. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that seem insane?
Insane.
Yeah.
I say that as a New Yorker. It's insane.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah, absolutely. It's insane. And yet the media will not tell you any of this stuff. It's up to me. I'm all you've got here in the Valley. That's why you've got to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. But download that River Network app. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, the force multiplier of truth. I love that. All right, fine. So lots more audio clips, outrageous revelations. And again, this is one of this ragtag group of Marxist misfits. Once a week, they're just marching around, parading around. Media won't tell you anything about why they're so upset. But Elon Musk is saying, all we're doing is exposing fraud and corruption and mismanagement. Why would they be upset about that? Well, because now the cat's out of the bag.